Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Kristen, your son Jimmy is now 2 years old.
When is the last time he thanked you?
For anything.
When's the last time he thanked you for driving him to one of those dance classes that you take him to? When's the last time he thanked you for feeding him? When is the last time he thanked you?
Yesterday.
He did?
Yeah.
What did he thank you for?
When I handed him his water, he goes, thank you, Mama.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's really sweet.
It is.
Your kids are way better than mine.
No, I've made a point. I'm very big on manners. And yeah. So anytime we like do something for him, I'm always like, say thank you. And so he's like, thank you.
Man, maybe I didn't teach that enough. Maybe other parents aren't teaching that enough either, because the parents I talk to most feel underappreciated.
Oh, I'm sure that we will go through that phase. But right now, it's adorable to hear that little toddler please and thank you.
So I'm really curious if you have older kids than the very mature and polite Jimmy. Do you demand that they show you appreciation, or what do you do when you don't feel appreciated? And I'm asking for a specific reason. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
Because forced gratitude and forced appreciation lacks the luster of just unsolicited gratitude and appreciation, because you want your kids to naturally appreciate what you do or things you have done. So when you have to ask for it, it's kind of like, what's the point?
So let me tell you a story that I heard from a friend of a friend about how they're handling this, okay? I'm assuming their kid is like 14, 15 years old, never says thank you for everything, but their mom and dad is typically driving him from this to that to this to that, making all sorts of accommodations, paying for his school, paying for this, paying for it. Same, right, as all parents, right? And they never get a thank you. Never get a thank you. So dad got frustrated with it and is just had it. So every Friday now, he sits down, his 14 or 15-year-old, whatever it is, and shows him exactly how much time and how much money they have spent on their kid that week. Is it healthy or not? Because I know that I have thought about it. It's like, I wish they just knew, because at a certain age, they just don't know the value of money and value of time, right? But at some point, they do. Like at 15 or 14, they should. And if they're taking the rides for granted and the food for granted, which of course you're going to do as a parent, but never say thank you or don't show appreciation, I could see how a parent would get so frustrated that this is what I'm going to do.
But putting myself in the shoes of a 14 or 15-year-old, if my parent did this, it would make me feel some sort of way, like, why did you have me?
I didn't choose to be here.
Yeah, I didn't choose to be here. Like, why did you have me? Mm-hmm. Like, you have kids, you know, responsibilities come with kids. This is obviously a very advanced 15-year-old that we're talking about here, but like that might do irreparable damage to my relationship with my parents, and that I'm looked at more as a burden than a joy.
Well, in a lot of cases, that's the truth.
Well, you don't say it to the child, though. But I mean, like, if you do something above and beyond, like if you sign your child up for any kind of extracurricular activity, well, you did that as a parent. So part of the responsibility is if your kid can't drive, you're going to have to drive them to and from. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the kid should appreciate it. But at the same, like, are you expecting?
It feels very transactional. And I think that you're like almost setting the tone of our relationship is transactional. I love you, but this is what I'm doing for you all the time.
I feel like there's a line there, but I feel like sitting him down and like breaking down, it would make me feel lesser than as a child if you were doing that.
I just feel like it's the excessiveness of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my dad did that in his own way. When he felt like it was necessary, he would remind us that everything that we had was due to him working very hard to get it. Like mm-hmm. when it was, but to do it as routine, like every Friday, I don't see how as a kid you wouldn't feel like a burden in that situation.
That was my
totally
thought too.
Like
one time, like, hey, I just want to show you over the course of the month what I spent one time. But doing it every Friday does seem a little excessive.
Yeah, I don't hate the intention behind it because I get it. Like, being a parent can sometimes feel like a thankless job, I'm sure. And so this is just sort of like a very, like, off-putting way of being like, please say thank you. So I think you really have to get to the root of, like, what do you really want from your child? And what I'm getting from this is that they just want them to be more, to show more gratitude. And if they're still a kid, you still have to teach them that. Sounds messed up, but you have to teach your kids how to show gratitude.
And I feel as a parent, you need to do a little like a little looking in the mirror and try to understand why you need so much validation.
That's right.
Fair.
That is fair. I consider Jimmy the gold standard when it comes to toddlers. However,
he's pretty darn cute.
Carla here is going to one up Jimmy.
No, it's not about one upping.
Yes, it is.
Okay, fine.
Jimmy's about to lose. He's going to take his first loss here.
Go ahead. Get my baby boy's first out.
Hey, Carla. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. This is Carla. I agree with Kristen. I'm all about manners. Mm-hmm. I showed how to say thank you. Like, I say thank you for the most insignificant stuff. Like, even if my kid is in the back. Even if they do the smallest thing, I go, thank you. So my 1.5-year-old, one of her first words was, thank you.
Yes. One of the first words.
Yes.
Better than
yes.
Jimmy.
Yeah, if that's the first word, you take the cake on that one.
Hey, Carla, thank you for calling.
My 6-year-old is also very polite. He says thank you for everything. So I just made sure I taught him that.
No, you did a great job. Tomorrow we're going to do a whole segment on that. What makes your toddler better than Jimmy?
The Burt Show.